Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Shutdown Fullcast.
No, we. You don't gotta just start.
That's what I'm doing.
Just start. Don't shut. Fuck the welcome. They listen to all of them or they don't.
We can intro all these. This is still a quality show.
God, no.
I don't think anybody's gonna be jumping in, like in episode 16.
It's the goddamn. All right. It's the goddamn Las Vegas Bowl. Houston, what the fuck did you do? You beat Oklahoma to start the season. And
I don't think the what the fuck did you do necessarily gets directed at Houston right here.
Whose fault is it?
SMU?
Smooth?
Would it be too dramatic if I said society? Like, what the fuck kind of civilization are we fielding where a team like Houston can fall to the fucking Las Vegas Bowl?
This is the bowl game where that happens, though, right? Like, Oregon ended up here one year when they really weren't.
I think I've watched USC play here more than I've watched any other game.
I also like that Major Applewhite's first test as Houston head coach will literally be in the city of sin. Great job.
That's not ironic given his HR history at all.
It's not nearly as fun as having BYU here.
That's true.
I love BYU coming here because, man, they travel like
hell. Oh, I forgot about Major Applewhite getting photographed with showgirls, though.
Yeah, there's that, which is doubly funny.
More fun than Chris Peterson, more fun than Bronco Mendenhall is where I would rate this.
Yeah, and this is, by the way, like you get Greg Ward Jr. in a bowl game, a pretty like accessible bowl game. But in addition to that, on San Diego State side, you get Donnell Pumphrey.
Mm-hmm.
Who, if you do not know, and you might not, right? Donnell Pumphrey, just one of the best running backs in America, if that, right? Holder of multiple records, I believe. Let's see.
The career rushing record that could fall in this game.
6,290 yards.
Good God.
Lifetime, 6,290 yards.
And then Spencer put him on a Heisman ballot. Statute of limitations is over. We can talk about that now.
Yeah, isn't that cool? They just put you on there and they're like, hey, it's this big event. We want to create a lot of hype, so don't talk about it at all. Like, as if turning everything into some sort of council of the silent elders is really going to get the kids pumped about a very poorly defined award. Have any of you ever been to this bowl game?
No.
Yes. I have been locked inside the stadium by accident after this bowl game in addition to this.
Inside.
This is the game where I saw Dennis Erickson cry.
Oh, my God.
wait, 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 wait.
It was so upsetting.
That just happened once?
I mean, this. I only saw him once. I only saw him lose the Las Vegas Bowl one time and cry in a press conference, and it was like watching your dad cry. If your dad had been mummified about 5 years previously, and
was this Arizona State, Dennis Erickson?
It was.
Oh my God! Why?
It was chilling and not in a fun or.
And then you got locked in.
Yeah, I got. I left the press conference and they had locked. Like, you have to understand, this stadium is like a high school stadium. It's nice. Like, it's a tiny little stadium. It's a very nice stadium. I liked it a lot. But it's one of those deals where you have to walk down through the bleachers and, like, cross the field, and there's the field house, and you go in. And we came back in, and you walk across the field, you trek back up through the bleachers all the way up through the stadium, and the press box was locked. And so we go back down to go through to the field house, and then the field house is locked. And I think it was, like, Brian Fisher and I were, like, trapped in there.
Did you make it out?
To hollow him out and sleep in him for food.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there to this day. I'm extremely well preserved.
That I think it's weird you got stuck there, because I always thought that fence had like tumbleweed holes in it. Like, it's a nice stadium, but
no, yeah. I wasn't locked into like the concourse surrounding the stadium. I was locked like onto the field.
My question about this game is, which team will inevitably go rogue? My guess would be Houston, because it's a new coach, and this is the only time they're really going to be able to steal on new dad.
And right? Houston's kind of, you know, I love them. My love for them knows no bounds. They're kind of susceptible to kind of like psychic squirreliness anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of thinking this is the team that, like, you know, has a couple of players like get stranded across town looking for a casino that won't check IDs. Yeah.
Mm.
It's definitely Houston.
Is this the least academic bowl location?
Hmm. Oh boy. There are multiple bowls in Alabama.
Yeah, there.
Oh no, that's got to be the Camellia Bowl. Which one's in Montgomery?
That's the one.
That'd be Camellia Bowl.
There is a bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
You can learn things in Mobile. Things about yourself. Things about your sexuality.
Yeah.
What? Jesus, Ryan.